You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. As anyone who uses a computer or a smartphone knows, technology is key in the modern economy, and there are few places where it is as important as in California. After all, it was invented here. But what about Sacramento? Where does our region fit into that equation? My next guests are here to talk about Innovate, a one-day event Thursday at the Community Center Theater in Sacramento that is being put on by SARTA, the Sacramento Area Regional Technology Alliance, along with the Sacramento Metro Chamber. Meg Arnold is CEO of SARTA. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And also here is Bill Mueller, who's with Valley Vision, an area nonprofit. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks, David.
Before we start talking about what kind of technology jobs can be brought here, what kind of technology jobs do we already have in Sacramento?
Well, we're about to publish a map of technology companies in the Sacramento region. First time it's been done. It's mm-hmm. the first mostly comprehensive assessment of the technology sector in the region for a number of years. And I think we'll be surprised to see that there are more than 450 tech companies in our region.
Wow.
Yes, ranging from medical device technology companies to clean technology companies that the region's been focused on really significantly over the last few years, mm-hmm. To software developers, app developers, electronic component manufacturers, the big anchor tenants, so to speak, of Intel, HP, and Aerojet out in Rancho Cordova.
And those are the two, HP and Intel are obviously the two that everybody thinks about. But sort of the nature of a lot of technology innovation is that is done by small companies.
The vast majority of the 450 plus on our list are indeed very small companies. The reason that the tech sector has potential for our region and is an increasingly large component of a large regional economic development plan project called the Next Economy is that tech companies, when they start to add jobs, they can scale them very rapidly. And so in addition, the jobs they add are generally knowledge-based and high-value employment opportunities that can bring wealth not to just the employees in the region, but to the region more generally.
And sorry, Bill Mueller.
And David, as a former Intel employee, one of the things I know is that many of the small companies actually have roots in Intel, that employees that used to work there that have reached a turning point in their careers have gone off and created their own firms. So it's important to have both the small employers, of course, in the Sacramento region, as in across the United States, over 90% of the employers have 20 or few in the Sacramento region. Mm. But we also need those large employers because they're sort of the offer up the employees that are going to create the next breakthrough innovations.
Which does raise the question, and it comes up all the time and when discussing these things, is jobs, particularly right now. Do we have a local university system and a local educational environment that does provide people to do these jobs, or do we bring a lot of people from outside of Sacramento?
Our university systems do a fantastic job, both at the community college level and the Sac State and the UC Davis level, of producing graduates across the spectrum from technical jobs up through postdoctoral graduate degree requiring employment opportunities. For example, at UC Davis, a large number of engineers that graduate on an annual basis, many of which are able to stay in the region, but many of which as well find employment elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so one of the opportunities that I think we have as a region is to make sure that for those who wish to stay, there are sufficient opportunities here that they're well matched with so that they can not just come and stay here for their education, but make their homes here as well.
We're talking about innovation in Sacramento and the future of our innovation economy and our high-tech economy. Is there an exchange between existing companies and those universities? I mean, is there a back and forth? Are there people who teach at the universities who work at some of these companies or who are some of these innovators?
Absolutely. I think I'd point to Dr. Raju Pandey at Synapsense, which was actually founded by one of the alumni from Intel that Bill referenced earlier. Mm-hmm. Dr. Pandey is a full faculty member at UC Davis. He was the inventor of the technology at Synapsense. They just raised another $16 million of funding in 2011.
And what do they make?
They make a wireless sensor networking platform, and they're based out in Folsom, and they can help their clients, which are largely companies that run data centers, to be much more efficient, energy efficient in the energy that they use to cool the server banks mm-hmm. that are in the data centers. a hugely positive return on investment within the first year of implementing this technology. So Dr. Pandey, in terms of the exchange back and forth between the private sector and the universities, he remains on campus. He teaches on campus. He's also chief technology officer for SynapSense. He's teaching a really interesting course this year on campus, a design course for his, senior level undergraduates. And he's very actively bringing in guest speakers every week, I think it's twice a week, from the private sector in different areas of starting and running a technology business to really provide these students with direct, you know, been there, done that experience from these people's individual perspectives.
We're talking about innovation and technology in the Sacramento area with Megan Arnold of SARTA and Bill Mueller of Valley Vision. Bill, Valley Vision also just recently had a little breakthrough with broadband, right? That's mm-hmm. And that's part of this whole mix, too. And that's sort of where the rubber meets the information highway, as it were.
Absolutely. And the state of California has recognized that regions are very important units of economic change. So cities and counties group together across California. In fact, California really is sort of a nation state where regions are sort of occupying a really special role. And the state is investing in regions, providing money for a public-private partnership to help identify where there are gaps in the digital highway and where we ought to shore up those gaps in order to make sure that everyone in the community has high-speed access, whether it's wireless or wireland. And this is happening across California, but it is really important if we're going to build the 21st century infrastructure. We have to have the digital pipes going everywhere to support the high-tech companies that Meg is supporting, but also our public safety and our emergency warning systems and education, and to support those early stage entrepreneurs that can set up shop anywhere and need those really robust global networks to be able to exchange and create new products and services.
And Valley Vision does that sort of across many different areas, many different fields, right?
Yes. In fact, one of the roles that we play is a bit of an action tank. So we look for those areas in the region.
An action tank as opposed to a think tank.
An action tank.
Okay, I've never heard that expression before. I like that.
So a think tank is essentially a group that does really great academic research, but generally it goes on a shelf where it's meant to edify. Valley Vision provides sort of action-based research, and then we do something about it. So we have very skilled researchers, but also very trained project managers, and we work on things like broadband access and economic development and healthcare access and improving even food access. Food security is a big issue, and it requires sort of a systemic approach. So we pull people in groups together to address those regional problems.
That's Bill Mueller of Valley Vision. Also, here's Meg Arnold of SARTA, and we're going to have to finish pretty soon, but we are talking about Innovate, which is going to be at the Community Center on Thursday in Sacramento. What's that in a nutshell? What's going to happen that day?
It's at the Hyatt Regency.
Oh, sorry.
No
Hyatt
worries.
Regency, right next door.
Hyatt Regency, lunchtime on Thursday. It's a partnership between, as you said at the beginning, SARTA and the Sacramento Metro Chamber with a focus on advancing our innovation economy. And so we have a keynote speaker, Tim Williamson, of Idea Village in New Orleans, mm-hmm. Who has been instrumental in assembling the resources that his city has needed to become recognized as Inc. Magazine or Inc.com's coolest startup city in America.
New Orleans.
Which was not a designation that I was aware was available, but it is a very cool designation to have.
It is, and it's not one that would immediately think of New Orleans.
It is not. And so Idea Village, Tim Williamson's perspective with Idea Village is really about how both pre and post Katrina, he and a group of like-minded folks in the New Orleans region have really worked together to bring the resources that technology and startup companies and entrepreneurs in general need to be successful in that region. So he's going to come and share that learning with us and really challenge our region to step up on our own behalf. And that's very much in line with what the Next Economy Project is seeking to do through the first half of this year, which is essentially for us collectively to define and set up an action plan to create our next economy for our region. We've been through a terrible period of economic shock and upheaval. There are some things that need to be realigned, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so through Next Economy, we're hoping to do that. Tim Williamson's input is really directly in line with that effort. And as well, we're celebrating some of our technology companies in the region and the successes that they've had here in Sacramento.
Yeah, so you had Mark Otero.
We'll have Mark Otero on Thursday. He is general manager for BioWare Social, which is a division of Electronic Arts. Mm-hmm. He previously was CEO at Click Nation. Right. They were acquired by EA back in December of last year. We'll also have Pam Marone, who is the co-founder and CEO at Marone Bio Innovations, which is based in Davis. They develop natural biopesticides. This is her second company that she started in the Davis region, and she's raised $42 million for Marone Bio Innovations in the last few years. And we'll have Yatish Mishra, who is a CEO and co-founder at Raging Wire Enterprise Solutions. And they're a very large data center operator out in Natomas. They're the largest one in California today. And they'll soon be in the top 10 in the country in terms of their floor space size.
Well, that should be a real interesting time on Thursday.
Great.
At the Hyatt. And we will have a link to that on our website at capradio.org/insight. Thanks so much for coming in. Meg
Pleasure.
Arnold of Sarta and Bill Mueller of Valley Vision. And good luck.
Thanks
so much.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, the first English language biography of Charles Munch. We'll be right back.